populist, patriot, iconoclast, Indiana's first woman in Congress on this moment of Indiana history. Terre Haute native Virginia Jenks was the first woman to represent Hoosiers in Congress. A mother of one, Jenks took over her husband's large farm and grain business when he died in 1921. During one 14-month period in the 20s, the Wabash River flooded 9 times, causing millions of dollars in damage and prompting Jenks and another woman to drive all the way to Houston to lobby at the 1928 Democratic National Convention for a flood control plank in that party's platform. During her successful 1932 bid for Congress, Jenks campaigned for flood control and against prohibition, which denied farmers a potential market for grain. Once in Washington, Jenks supported most New Deal programs, but opposed the WPA on the grounds that the program's low government-subsidized wages unfairly competed with the building trades for construction projects. Jenks' conflicting views toward federal relief programs mirrored those of her constituents, who re-elected her in 1934 and 1936. Jenks was as devoted to the fight against, quote, communist Russia and militaristic Japan as she was to such national symbols as the American flag. An isolationist concerning developments in Europe during the 1930s, Jenks nevertheless supported Roosevelt's defense buildup as a preemptive measure. Jenks lost her bid for re-election in 1938 when Hoosier voters overwhelmingly turned toward the GOP. Remaining in Washington until age 90, Jenks returned to Terre Haute for her final 7 years. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.